Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call on the 6th of May, 2019 at 1730 UTC. And attending the call today is Russ, Lauren, and Denise. We do have apologies from Eric and Jennifer. Attending from ICANN.org is Nagar, Charlotte, Steve, and Brenda. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. I'll turn the call over to Nagar. Thank you.
Thank you, Brenda. Hello, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining the call. I will provide a brief update on the technical writer status and then hand it over to Russ. The contracting process has started. We are in the middle of doing the background check for the final candidate. And at this point in time, all indications point to background check being fully wrapped up by end of this week, which means that the candidate will be able to start right after, I'm guessing, beginning of next week with the work of the review. Meanwhile, we are also preparing to arrange for the candidate to travel to Brussels. The travel plans have not been finalized yet until the background check clears, but everything else is getting set up so that we can set the individual up right away with travel for the meeting, the three-day meeting in Brussels. And with that, if there are no questions, Russ, I hand it over to you.
Yeah, I have one question. Is there, what are the odds the person will be able to join us on Thursday?
Let me discuss that with HR to see if they have any concerns about it. I don't think that should be a problem, but I will talk to them because last I had spoken to our human resources team, they had indicated that until background check fully clears that they will not be, the individual won't be able to get started with anything. Well, let me check on that internally and get back to you on it.
Okay, because I think it affects what we want to do, whether we're helping that person come up to speed.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that worst case scenario, we can always have the individual listen to all the recordings to make sure that they have all the relevant information before the face-to-face meeting.
Oh, I think that would be a horrible way to learn to come up to speed, but hopefully we could do better. If the person can't make Thursday because of some other commitment or whatever, I'd be willing to spend some time with them on Friday, getting it started.
Sounds good, Russ. Thanks.
I think somebody else tried to say something. Okay, I don't see any hands, so if somebody was trying to say something, please just jump in.
Hey, this is Denise. I'm sorry, I got cut off.
Were you trying to ask something about the tech writer?
Yeah, I think it'd be ideal if the chairs could have a meeting with the person as soon as they're ready to work. It would be great if they could, if that person could join our call next Monday. And I also think it'd be a good idea for the chairs to have a list of prioritized reading links to, prioritized links to reading material so the person can immediately get up to speed. Listening to recordings is fairly inefficient, but well, to get this person to have at least some foundation before they before they fly into our meeting in Brussels, I think. Probably the best way to do it is for the chairs to agree on a prioritized reading list. Thanks.
That makes sense to me, and we can. So I guess the first action is the chairs to put that list together by email over the next couple of days. Okay, let's moving on to the next agenda item, which is how do we deal with the small subgroups that are going to need time, or the topic groups that are going to need time in Brussels? Because of the overlap between the groups, I'm struggling with how to do that. And do you think any of the groups will need more than an hour? I'm looking at the Google Doc with status, and there's a couple that are still blank. And that's why I'm wondering how much time those groups will need to actually have something to share with the rest of the group.
No, Russ, this is Warren speaking. I don't think any of it will need more than an hour. I think the issue is more about if, when people are on multiple groups or certain groups like the whole compliance shenanigans rely on people being on more than one group. Then we might wanna, kind of think about having a bit more time so that people can just go out.
Yeah, I was thinking about going through the subtopic groups and seeing which ones, are blank, are going to need the most time, and which ones have which people, so that we can figure out from the yellow ones which ones, which I assume will need less time, but which ones can meet at the same time without causing problems in terms of the overlapping personnel. And of course, we have a few people who won't be there.
I think it's actually quite a few. I'm not sure what the latest count, but I think both for Marrakesh and Brussels, we're looking at roughly half the team being present, if I'm not mistaken.
Last I looked at the doodle poll, it was like 10 at each meeting.
Okay.
I don't, Brenda, have you looked at that doodle poll more recently?
Hi, this is Brenda, and I believe the doodle poll is closed, so there have been no updates to it.
Okay.
So you'd be correct, Russ.
Okay, so why don't I make a first pass through the topic groups and see which ones are going to need the most time and which ones overlap, and maybe put together a proposal for the other chairs on email. Probably won't get to that till tomorrow afternoon, just because of the other things I got on today's calendar, but I can do that. And I think you're right, Laura, the biggest issue is all the ones that overlap the compliance that are going to have a call a week from today.
Yes, exactly. Thanks for going through the topics. As I already kind of said I would do in COBE, I will go through all the recommendations, kind of make sure that they're all, appropriately formed, et cetera, so that we can look at something a bit more clear and a bit less confusing. But that will likely happen this weekend before, A, because I won't have time beforehand, and B, because if teams work on stuff, they might change it around. So if I start doing it now, I might have to do it twice.
Okay, so the next big question I have is, Denise and Lauren, have you had any success connecting with Zarco on SSR1?
No, I don't think we got a response back.
No, so I emailed Denise and Zarco after the last leadership call, and kind of hope to get a status out of Sato. You know, because we weren't sure which ones we had most of a problem with or a problem with at all. And unfortunately, we haven't heard back from them, so which obviously puts us in a real difficult situation.
So my biggest point here is that we're on a trajectory to repeat the discussion we had in COVID.
Yeah. So, Lauren, I was waiting, Ms. Denise, I was waiting for Zarco to reply. I'm busy with other things, so I'll just reply. Volunteer to do a review, flag any inconsistencies with the actual report text and recommendations and the summaries and assumptions in our in the review team's work, and send that to you and Zarco before the Brussels meeting, and we can have a call about it, hopefully, and then at least we'll know what the status is going into Brussels, if, or ideally try and resolve the issue before then.
Perfect, Denise. I mean, as soon as I get it from you, I'll do my pass as well, but it's great if you can kind of start mentioning I'm traveling, so difficult for me to kind of sit down.
No problem.
Thank you, guys. I really do not want to repeat that conversation.
Yeah, neither do we.
Okay. So, if we don't have the tech writer on the call this Thursday, I think the only thing we can do is go through and make sure that none of the topic teams have any obstacles the team is capable of removing. Of course, knowing that the call with compliance will not happen till Monday. Ligar, were you able to extend that to 90 minutes?
Hi, Russ. I haven't received a response yet. We are following up again to see if that's possible. I'm hoping that we can have an answer by tomorrow on the extension.
Okay, thanks. So I would like to be a little more definitive about the agenda for Brussels, but I fear we're going to have to spend the first day having each of the topic groups meet, and then we won't be able to start reporting out until the second day. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So the basic structure will be topic groups meet on the first day. The second day we'll spend with the topic groups reporting out and developing working the entire review team consensus. And the third day will be spent on the recommendations. Make sense?
I think makes sense. Sounds good.
Yep.
I don't know how to be more concrete until we have actually data from the review team, topic teams. All right, so Nagar, can you put it together that way for distribution to the team? It's those three big buckets. And I think we'll spend Thursday going through and making sure there's no roadblocks, just like we did last week. And if the tech writer can join us, kind of helping them get up to speed, I certainly hope they can be on the call next Monday.
Got it, Russ. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about today?
Nope, not for me.
Don't think so.
All right, Nagar or Brenda, whoever was doing the notes, you want to read out the actions?
Sure, Russ, I'll be happy to. So first action item is for the chairs to put together a list of reading material for the technical writer to come up to speed. Ross to do a first pass of the topic briefs and put the proposal to the chairs for discussion. The agenda for Brussels is going to consist of firstly having the subgroups meet and have their individual discussions. Second day, have the review team meet collectively to develop their plan and via the whole review team consensus and finish the write-up. And on the third day, for the whole review team to develop recommendations. And the goal for Thursday's plenary call is to go over the status document, status update document, and ensure that there are no roadblocks to the work of the subgroups.
Sounded right to me.
And then we're going to try and include the consultant in our Monday leadership call or schedule a...
Well, Thursday if possible, right? Get the
person. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, in addition to Thursday, but I think it would be good before he or she hops on with the full team to have a, if we can swing it, have a quick call with the chairs. This is my suggestion, yeah. And if they're on board by Monday, by our Monday call, that'd be great to have them join, I think.
Yeah, I fly to Brussels Monday night, so if we don't connect by then, it'll be face-to-face.
Okay.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.